Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened mixed, following a largely positive performance in Asia. US dollar is a little weaker, Japanese yen is flat, with China yuan and Aussie dollar strengthening notably. Treasury yields are higher at the long end, but lower at the short. WTI crude oil futures are down, gold is marginally higher, and industrial metals are up on China optimism. Takeaways from China's party meeting are leaning dovish, with market attention mostly on the pledge by Beijing to support the housing market. The meeting confirmed the efforts to implement counter-cyclical policy, though as expected, there was no meaningful loosening of the fiscal policy, as the focus remains more on resolving local government debt issues. Statement from the meeting hinted at targeted liquidity support, but the overall monetary policy stance stayed unchanged. It also vowed to boost auto consumption and support platform businesses. In other developments, offshore China yuan is finding support amid media reports saying that Chinese state banks are selling dollars. China's 10-year yield has risen to one-month high as investors hunt for risk. Global equity markets overall remain supportive amid increasing disinflation traction, potential for soft landing, and expectations that central banks are moving close to the peak. On the data front, the German IFO Business Climate Survey missed. It is the third consecutive month that the headline index has declined. Sweden's June PPI went up month-on-month, but down by more year-on-year. South Korea's Q2 preliminary GDP came in higher than estimates. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the July consumer confidence, the house price index and home price index for May, as well as the weekly Redbook chain store and the weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today include General Motors, General Electric, Biogen, Verizon Communications, 3M, MSCI, Moody's, and Invesco. These are posting results before they open. Microsoft, Alphabet, Visa, Universal Health Services will report after the close. In corporate news, Community Health Systems will sell three Florida hospitals to Tampa General Hospital for $280 million. In Asia, equities advanced on Tuesday. Greater China markets went sharply higher as property and technology stocks outperformed, especially in Hong Kong. Australia traded higher with miners gaining. Japan closed mixed as the Nikkei ended flat while the Topix finishing a few points higher. South Korea also closed a few points higher and Taiwan market was sharply higher too. India has opened with modest gains, while Southeast Asia was higher across the board. European equity markets have opened mostly lower, but are now trading higher. Travel and leisure sector is in focus for Europe amid extreme weather conditions. Meanwhile, the UK government's new house building plan has been criticized by developers. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.